In New York City, historians and archivists are angered by a decision of former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He has transferred his mayoral papers out of city custody and into the control of his own private nonprofit center. Giuliani's supporters say private archivists will be able to catalog the voluminous documents better and faster than city archivists. The historians fear documents may be destroyed. NPR's Melissa Block has the story from New York.
In the waning days of his administration, Mayor Giuliani reached an unprecedented agreement. All of his decrees, appointment books, memos, thousands of videotapes, audio tapes of cabinet meetings, World Trade Center files, all of this was sent not across the street to the municipal archives, but to a private museum-quality storage facility in Queens called The Fortress.
We have 2,114 boxes.
Saul Cohen is president of the newly founded Rudolph W. Giuliani Center for Urban Affairs. Cohen says the private firm the center has hired to process the documents will be far superior to city archivists, able to complete the mammoth task more efficiently than the municipal archives and at no taxpayer expense.
It became rapidly apparent that they lacked the resources, the economic resources, and they will not get the resources in a especially a recessionary time like this, to do the kind of archiving that is necessary.
But historians say the agreement is a flagrant end run around the city charter, which states that permanent custody of city records rests with the municipal archives.
There are no grounds whatsoever for the privatization of public documents.
Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Mike Wallace, co-author of Gotham, A History of New York City to 1898, is among those leading the charge.
These are the records of our collective memory, and this whole thing is just a preposterous business from the get-go. They should never have left city control, period.
What's more, Wallace raises this specter. In his words, we are living in an age of Enron and Anderson.
We are now asked to trust that private person to deal with these records in the proper way, and in fact, if they find things that are embarrassing or problematic, not to, in fact, shred them on the spot. Now, you know, I'm not challenging Mr. Giuliani's probity, although he has been notorious as mayor for being tight-fisted with the control of information. It's going to clearly put a cloud over anything that comes out of that process of cataloging.
The contract dictates that no documents can be destroyed without city approval, and it stipulates that the archives remain city property. Once they're archived, the original documents will be sent to the municipal archives. The Giuliani Center's Saul Cohen says one compromise would be for the center to copy all of the documents before archiving and give the originals back to the city.
They can then have the documents in mass and stick in their thumb and pull out a plum if they're lucky.
That proposal doesn't satisfy historian John Manbeck. He's chair of the mayor's advisory board to the Department of Records.
The remedy is simply that the Giuliani people turn the papers over to the archives. I think that's the only possible answer. And immediately.
All of the hullabaloo is puzzling to Anthony Coles, former deputy mayor under Giuliani. As he sees it, the Giuliani Center will provide more public access to information about the man he calls America's mayor.
I think if you spoke to people on the street right now throughout New York, you wouldn't find two or three who had a clue as to where the records of other mayors are or how to access them or even what's in those records. That's a loss to the city. And so one of the things that the center wants to do is publicize the existence of the records to invite people to come see them and make them available to the public in ways beyond just putting them in a dusty archive somewhere.
The new administration of Mayor Michael Bloomberg has until next month to cancel the contract for the Giuliani papers, but the mayor says he has no intention of doing so. Bloomberg added, "For the life of me, I don't understand the big fuss everybody's making. There probably isn't anything in all of those documents worth reading." Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.